I got started out playing bars and honky tonks down in Georgia. Zach Brown was at one of those bars that I was playing at, and he kind of discovered me, you might say, and took me under his wing. And I ended up going out on the road with him and his band and helping them write songs for almost 12 years. And that was really how I got my start in music, was as a songwriter.
What made you want to step into the light of yourself, being your own singer-songwriter and country artist?
I think I've always felt like an artist from the beginning, but the songwriting door opened up first. So I ran through that as fast as I could, you know? And I'm so grateful for it too, because Zach taught me so much about music, you know, the difference between a good song and a great one, how to listen for something feel special about a song. I hadn't really figured myself out as an artist yet, so I needed that time to kind of cultivate myself, you know? And what I've over time landed on, for me, that matters most is making people feel good. You know, the power of positivity is something that I'm a big believer in. When that clicked in my mind that I wanted to use my efforts in music to encourage people, you know, through positive music, that's when I really got excited and decided to go full-fledged into trying to put my own music out.
That was kind of my next question. Like, you kind of do seem like this very happy, very positive kind of guy. How do you keep that energy?
You know, I'm just grateful for all the positive music that I've had in my life and positive people, you know, artists like Jimmy Buffett and Bob Marley and Kenny Chesney. Their music has just helped to remind me that every little thing was going to be all right. You know what I mean? And so wanting to take that torch up myself, that tiki torch myself, and kind of follow in those footsteps, you know, because music is such a powerful thing and it can have such an effect on our mental health, you know. And I'm so grateful for the encouraging music, and I think that's what really drives me to put that kind of music out there. And I just love people. I love connecting with people. So that's why I love being an artist too, is because I get to travel all across the world and connect with other people that also have a passion for life, a passion for positivity. And we get to celebrate life together at the shows. And I kind of think of the show as like a big vacation that we all get to go on, you know?
Before we speak on your tour that you're coming to Alberta for, you have the Happy Cowboy Foundation. That's a nonprofit supporting mental health initiatives and then addiction recovery programs. And then you're also the founder of Happy Himalayan, which is a premium water infused with pink Himalayan sea salt. So why are these two projects something that you wanted to do?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, with the Happy Cowboy Foundation, it's because I'm so grateful for the therapy that I've been able to get in my life. You know, I've, you know, dealt with at times in my life, anxiety, depression, and these are things that I think a lot of us experience at some point in time in life, right? And just really grateful for the people I've been able to talk to help me navigate through it and find that peace of mind again. You know, a positive song goes a long way, but sometimes you need a positive conversation, you know what I mean? And so really love people and just you know, want to help them in any way I can. So whether it's through the music or if, you know, they need that conversation, that's where the Happy Cowboy Foundation comes in to help them find that peace of mind again. You know, I love health and wellness. And so Happy Himalayan, my water brand, is really just an extension of my passion for that. And a percentage of proceeds from the water also goes to the Happy Cowboy Foundation, along with a dollar from every ticket from my live shows. So everything I do, whether it's my music or the water or whatever I'm doing, it all is funneling back towards the Happy Cowboy Foundation to help people find that peace of mind.
That's awesome. And so, yeah, you did just start your These Are the Nights tour, and you're going to play in Calgary on May 6th and then Edmonton on May 7th. So what kind of presence do you bring to the stage? I feel like it's already just happy, positive vibes.
Yeah, thanks so much. You know, like I was saying a little earlier, I kind of like to think of the show as a vacation. You know, we ain't got to go to Cabo to go on vacay. We can hit the pause button right there in Edmonton or right there in Calgary, have ourselves a real good time for an hour and a half, you know? And I'm so excited. I'm about a third of the way through my Canadian tour right now, and it is my very first time ever touring Canada, and it has been the best experience. Everybody is just so kind and has really wrapped their arms around the music and me, and it's something I'm so grateful for, and I can't wait to keep things rolling, and I can't wait to get out there and go on vacation with y'all at the show.
I love that. And so your tour is following your latest EP. These are the days and these are the nights. But you're also set to release a single, I Love This Beach. That's coming out on May 4th. So right before the shows, can you tell us what the song's about?
Yeah. So my upcoming album that's going to be coming out in June, a vacation album. The entire album is all about being at the beach, just getting those toes in the sand and enjoying that view at the water, you know? And my first song that I've dropped from it is I Love This Beach. And it just is really a tone setter, you know? And then the next song that's going to be coming right after that is Boat Song. I love getting out on the boat. It's where I've made so many great memories in my life, is being by the water and being on the boat. So those are the first two songs off the new album, and I hope everybody really enjoys them.
Awesome. And so to stay updated on everything you're doing, what is your social media?
Oh, y'all can find me anywhere that you like to get on social media. It's typically just at Nico Moon, you know, or at my website is nicomoon.com, and that's where you can get tickets to the show. And yeah, it's pretty simple. Awesome. Nikomoon.